Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. There's a shocking voter registration bombshell that's making Democrats panic all across America. We're about to reveal which blue stronghold just witnessed the most stunning political earthquake in nearly two decades. Now, if you thought Trump's 2024 victory was impressive, wait until you see what's happening behind the scenes in a state Democrats thought they owned forever. What I'm about to reveal will blow your mind and prove that the political realignment in America is far deeper than anyone imagined. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We are in the midst of what many are calling the single most significant voter registration realignment in modern political history. Now, we've talked on this channel often about what the New York Times is calling the Democrats' voter registration crisis. And that term crisis is emphatically not hyperbole. In all 30 states where voter registration is tracked by party, so some states, you know, you're registered, but they don't list which party you registered with, about 30 states 30 states track registration trends by party. In all 30 states, Democrats are hemorrhaging voters. You got to let that hit you. The Republicans are winning the voter registration wars in every single one of those 30 states. We're looking at a catastrophic collapse that amounts to over 2.1 million registered Democrats abandoning their party over the last 4 years, while Republicans have gained 2.4 million new voters in the same time period. That's a net swing of 4.5 million voters away from the Democrats towards the Republicans, the largest political realignment in modern American history. And so the Republicans are in the process of slowly but surely flipping a number of states from blue to red, and it's happening in places you'd never even expect. And the key here is that, as the Times pointed out, this isn't just some minor statistical shift. This is a complete political revolution that's rewriting the electoral map right before our very eyes. Now, there's one particular state that epitomizes this earthquake better than any other, a state that was supposed to be a reliable Democrat stronghold for the foreseeable future, especially with its large swath of Latino voters, a state where union power and progressive politics were supposed to guarantee blue dominance forever. That state? Nevada. For the first time since 2007, in nearly 20 years, Republicans have officially overtaken Democrats in total voter registration in the Silver State. The GOP now leads the Democrats by over 2,000 voter registration. They gained over 6,000 since September and over 11,400 voter registrations since the election back in November. And here's why this is so key here with this GOP voter registration advantage. Nevada consistently votes 4 points to the right of their voter registration in the last several presidential elections. It's very simple, similar to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania always votes significantly to the right of its voter registration. So that's why Democrats are freaking out seeing Pennsylvania quickly turning red as well. The GOP is just within 50,000 voter registrations of officially flipping the Keystone State red. Remember, just 8 years ago, the Democrats had a 1 million voter registration advantage over the Republicans in Pennsylvania. This is what I mean about this being one of the most astonishing registration realignments in modern political history. Now, circling back to Nevada, Democrats went from having over 110,000 voter advantage back in 2020 to losing that lead entirely. That's a swing of more than 100,000 voters in just 4 years to the right. Here's another shocker. Republicans have been gaining registered voters at twice the rate of Democrats among voters under the age of 35. Now think about that. The supposedly progressive young generation is abandoning the Democrat Party in droves. According to state records, Democrat share of new registrants under 45 plummeted from 66% in 2018 to just 48% in 2024, with Republicans now claiming the majority in this crucial demographic of voters under the age of 40. And Nevada isn't alone. This is part of a national trend that the legacy media desperately does not want you to know about. That voter registration crisis that the New York Times sounded the alarm on, and make no mistake, that was for their own Democrats. That was for their own dwindling readers saying, hey, we got to do something about this or we're shot. That's not just happening in red states or purple states or swing states. It's even happening in some of the bluest of the blue states imaginable. It's a paradigm shift. This is a major paradigm shift that's redefining the political norms for our nation for the foreseeable future, very similar to the way crypto has been redefining the economic rules that we've all thus far been living under. Did you know that crypto represents the single largest wealth transfer in American history? Over 80,000 new millionaires were created last year because of crypto alone. But if you're like me, it's the volatility that intimidates you, right? The extreme highs are great. The 30, 40, 50% returns, they're astonishing. But what about the equally extreme lows? Well, guess what? Your experience of that volatility is now officially a thing of the past. Meet BlockTrust IRA. They have a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the world. That's among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data, and it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. So BlockTrust IRA sells at the highs, and then they buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I'm a proud client of BlockTrust IRA. I have my own account with them. And gang, I can honestly tell you, I love them and I know you will too. So if you've never gotten into the crypto game before, let BlockTrust IRA ease you in. They are the best. Click on that link below or visit turleytalkscrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And the best part, for a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. It's amazing. Don't wait on this. Visit turleytalkscrypto.com. That's turleytalkscrypto.com. Let's talk about what's happening in other supposedly blue states that are quietly turning red. In Colorado, yes, deep blue Colorado, the GOP gained a new 3,000 voter registrations last month alone. The Democrats, by contrast, lost over 2,300 registered voters in the same time period. The Republicans gained over 35,000 active registered voters in 2024 alone. That's 5,000 more than the Democrat Party added. Despite Colorado's reputation as a liberal stronghold, Republicans are making significant inroads, particularly in competitive districts where they've managed to flip Colorado District 8 and gain three state House seats. Now, the situation in equally blue state of Oregon is just as dramatic and just as pronounced. Oregon is now reporting a Republican voter registration gain of a net 2,600. And stunningly, that's coming on the heels of also another 2,300 Democrats defecting from their party, just like we saw in Colorado. Even the state of Antifa radicals in Oregon, in Portland, is getting redder by the day. But perhaps most dramatic of them all, California. Yes, California. That is where the most shocking revelations are happening. According to the latest California Secretary of State data, since February 10th, Republicans have gained 48,104 new voter registrations, while the Democrats have added, I kid you not, 190. Yes, you heard that correctly. Nearly 50,000 new Republican registrations to just 190 Democrat registrations in the last 200 days. Again, it's not a typo, gang. Republicans are adding new voters at a rate of nearly 350-1 as compared to Democrats. In freaking California, the state of the grease monkey himself, Gavin Newsom. Stanislaus County just became the latest California county to flip from blue to red in voter registrations for the first time in a decade. And it's not stopping there. Riverside County, Orange County, Fresno, Lake County, Nevada County, they are all on the verge of flipping from blue to red in terms of the voter registration trends. The numbers in California are absolutely mind-blowing. Republicans now represent 26% of voter registrations, up from 22% just 18 months ago, all the while the Democrats have dropped from 47% to 44% in the same time period. Even in the deepest blue state in America, the Republican surge is undeniable. So, of course, the key question of all this is, what's driving this unprecedented shift? Well, I think the answer is very simple. Americans are waking up to the failures of Democrat policies, most particularly in blue states. From inflation to crime, to border security, voters are experiencing firsthand the consequences of progressive governance. Nevada's automatic voter registration system, which was supposed to benefit Democrats, has instead backfired spectacularly by boosting Republican and independent registrations while disproportionately eroding Democrat ranks. The demographic data tells an even more compelling story. Young voters, Latinos, working class Americans, the supposed foundation of the Democrat coalition, they are all abandoning the party in record numbers. In Nevada, the trend is particularly alarming among Latinos, with Republicans successfully courting this demographic that was traditionally a very reliable, if not the most reliable, Democrat constituency. What this means is that this isn't just about voter registration. It's about a fundamental realignment of American politics. When voters change their party registration, they are making a statement about their values and their vision for America's future. In fact, again, our good friend Seth Keschel, the election analyst, has noted that voter registration trends are the single most accurate predictive indicator for how an election is going to turn out. It's all a sign that these voters are rejecting the radical progressive agenda and embracing conservative principles of freedom, prosperity, and of traditional American values. The implications for 2026 and beyond are massive. With Republicans now holding voter registration advantages in key swing states and making gains even in deep blue territories, the electoral map is being redrawn right before our very eyes. This red wave isn't just about Trump. It's about a fundamental shift in how Americans view the role of government, individual liberty, and the future of our nation. The voter registration numbers prove that this movement has deep, lasting power that will continue long after any single election cycle. The question isn't whether this trend will continue. It's how fast it will accelerate. With each passing month, more Americans are discovering that the Republican Party represents their values and aspirations far better than the increasingly radical Democrat alternative. The blue state fortress is crumbling, and the red wave is just getting started. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.